This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The governor of Russia's border area of Belgorod declared a region-wide state of emergency Wednesday, citing continued attacks by Ukrainian forces. Belgorod is adjacent to Kursk, where Ukrainian forces launched a surprise cross-border incursion last week. The incursion has claimed thousands of kilometers of territory and forced authorities in both regions to evacuate their citizens. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia has said it has managed to stop a Ukrainian military attempt to expand its incursion into Russia, an attempt to broaden the week-long Ukrainian incursion deeper into the Kursk region was blocked by Russian army units, aircraft and drones. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian official has said the cross-border operation was aimed at protecting Ukrainian land from long-range strikes launched from Kursk. He added that Ukraine had no intention of taking the territory. Ukraine's Western partners have said the country has the right to defend itself, including by attacking across the border. I'm Karen Chamas.
The incursion is the biggest attack by a foreign army on Russian soil since World War II. U.S. President Joe Biden made his first public comments Tuesday about the Ukrainian incursion.
I've spoken with my staff on a regular basis, probably every 4 or 5 hours for the last 6 or 8 days. And it's creating a real dilemma for Putin and we've been in direct contact, constant contact with the Ukrainians.
The U.S. has provided billions of dollars of weapons to Ukraine since the start of the invasion in 2022, intended largely for defensive purposes. A court in Thailand has ordered that Prime Minister Sirleaf Thavisin be removed from office. In a 5-4 vote Wednesday, the Constitutional Court ruled Sirleaf had committed ethical violations by appointing a cabinet member who had been imprisoned over an alleged attempt to bribe a court official. This is VOA News. The Constitutional Court last week ordered the dissolution of the Progressive Move Forward Party, ruling that it violated the Constitution by proposing an amendment to a law against defaming the royal family. The petition against Sirleaf was initiated by former members of the military-installed Senate who had refused to approve Move Forward's prime ministerial candidate despite the party winning the most seats in the 2023 election. International mediators are hoping a new round of negotiations between Israel and Hamas will finally lead to a long-sought ceasefire deal as the fighting continues to take a toll on the young and the old in Gaza. Here's AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Several UN Security Council members are pressing for a Gaza ceasefire deal to be sealed, with negotiations set to resume this week. But the council took no further action at Tuesday's emergency meeting. It was called because of Israel's deadly weekend airstrike on a school-turned-shelter in Gaza. Another airstrike in Deir al-Bala in central Gaza killed this man's wife, a doctor, and their 4-day-old twins. He had gone to get their birth certificates. He said, "I'm not happy for them yet." Ceasefire talks set for Thursday call for the return of scores of Israeli hostages held by Hamas and the unfettered delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
A U.S. Army soldier has pleaded guilty to charges of selling sensitive information related to U.S. military capabilities to a person he believed was associated with the Chinese government. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Prosecutors say 24-year-old Sergeant Corbin Schultz, who had a top-secret security clearance, received at least 14 payments totaling $42,000 for documents addressing topics ranging from rocket systems to Chinese military tactics. The indictment says that Schultz was initially asked to provide documents detailing lessons that could be learned from Russia's war with Ukraine and how those lessons could be applied to the U.S. in helping Taiwan in the event of an attack. It was then suggested that Schultz could earn more money if he handed over internal-only material rather than just unclassified documents. Schultz pleaded guilty to all charges against him and will be sentenced on January 23, 2025. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Taliban is celebrating the third anniversary of its takeover of Afghanistan Wednesday. The ultra-conservative rulers will mark today with a parade at a former U.S. military base and festivities in key cities. Taliban's forces seized Kabul on August 15, 2021, after the U.S.-backed government collapsed and its leaders fled into exile. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.